Welcome in to another episode of Home Field Advantage. Hope you're all having a great week or weekend, however and whenever you may be listening to this podcast across our great country or our great land. My name is Will Highland, of course, and it is Thursday, April 25th, 2024, the first day of the 2024 NFL Draft. I've said in years past that usually Patriots fans don't care about the draft, but we are in a new era, and the draft has been all that you're talking about in football circles in these parts. And as we get close, I plan to do another mock draft, and I'm going to do it a little bit differently in a moment. But first, I want to give you three quick takeaways on the draft as it pertains to the draft as a whole, and the Patriots in particular. But my first takeaway is this. I don't think the quarterback value market is realistic. Like, to me, J.J. McCarthy's not a top 10 pick. Right? Like he's just not. Similarly, I think Michael Penix should be a late first-round pick. But he could very well go early in the second as well. So I don't think the quarterback value market is realistic or... what's the word I'm looking for? It's not representative of reality. So I guess that's the same thing as saying it's not realistic, but it's not representative of what I think is a appropriate value for first round quarterbacks, given what we know. I think if J.J. McCarthy went anywhere other than Michigan, nobody would have cared to put him in the top 10. All right, so that's my first takeaway, and probably the most significant. My second takeaway is that the Patriots are in a position where they really couldn't have moved. So part of the reason why I waited so long to do this, and you know, mostly because I was busy, and I got distracted with other things like the Masters and the NHL and NBA playoffs, but the draft snuck up on me. But the Patriots at three, a lot of their pick at three is dependent on what Chicago and Washington do at one and two. Right? Like, if they truly want to pick a quarterback and they think it's going to be Drake May, then they kind of just got to wait and see if that's true. But if they end up with Jaden Daniels at three, I think they're fine with that too. And so that's why I don't think they've traded out yet. And that's why I probably don't think they will unless they get a godfather offer. And in general, with the quarterback situation there, do you want to take Drake May at three, or do you want to accumulate picks for future years? All right, those are the two pathways. And we'll get to that in a second. All right. And then my third takeaway from the draft is there's a lot of receivers. You know, as a Patriots fan, we're always talking about quarterback, receiver, quarterback, receiver. There's a lot of receivers in this draft that are iffy. There's also some tight ends that are iffy. But on the flip side, there's a lot of receivers that have huge potential. And then there's a lot of tight ends that have huge potential. And so the Patriots need pass catchers and they need a passer. All right, we've got the passer taken care of. But they really do need pass catchers. I don't know who these receivers are. Right, you're not going to get Harrison Neighbors or the kid from Washington. You're not going to get Brian Thomas even. But you might get Adonai Mitchell or Xavier Worthy, the two kids from Texas. You know, but how good were those guys? Did they just benefit from Quinn Ewers being their quarterback and playing in Sark's system? Or are they really, you know, future talents? All right, similarly in the tight end market, there's another Texas tight end, right? Jatavion Sanders. Is he really that good? I mean, you're not going to get Brock Bowers. You're not going to, probably not going to get Ben Sinnott unless you draft him early or trade up for him. But here's where I see the Patriots getting value. If they go for Jared Wiley or Cade Stover, all right, at TCU and Ohio State. Cade Stover's 6'3", 247. He's a great catcher. He's agile. 6'3", 247. And then Jared Wiley, get this, 6'6", 249. The guy's a tree. He's very coordinated. These guys are going to be available for the Patriots. Similarly, at the wide receiver position, if they do end up with Drake May, Devontae Walker is going to be sitting around for them. You know, they could trade up for him, but he's going to be in the ballpark. Instant chemistry with Drake May. You know, or do you want to swing high and hope that somebody like Troy Franklin or Malachi Corley is good? I don't know. All right, so with all that said, the last thing I'll say about the Patriots before I do my live mock here with this simulator is they do need a defensive player. They do need a corner. You know, they're not going to get Kool-Aid McKinstry or Nate Wiggins or Terrion Arnold. They're not going to get one of those guys. They will be in the ballpark for Max Melton from Rutgers or Kalen Carson of Wake Forest or some of these other like mid-round corners. Josh Newton from TCU, another Horn Frog. They might be in the area. All right, so let's go ahead and let's do this mock. All right, to no surprise, Caleb and Jaden went 1 and 2. I'm going to go ahead and draft Drake May at 3. Do what I think they're going to do. All right, the Bengals are offering me 49 and 80 for 34. I'm going to reject that. The Broncos are offering me 76, 121. Their second and their third next year for 34 and 231. I'm going to go ahead and reject that. And then at 34, I'm going to go ahead and take a tackle. I haven't talked a lot about the offensive line yet. I'd love to get the kid from BYU, but it looks like the Chiefs took him at 32. So instead, I'm going to take Jordan Morgan, who has some technique work to be done, apparently, according to the scouting report, but he's 6'5", 311. So I'm going to take Jordan Morgan. All right. The Giants are offering me 70 and 183 for 68. I'm going to go ahead and take that because dropping down 2 picks isn't going to break the bank for me. All right. So now I need a receiver. So it looks like Devontae Walker's off the board. That's not good. But I'm going to go ahead and take Jalen McMillan from Washington. He has an injury history. But I'm going to go ahead and reach a little bit for him. All right here. Now, the Bills are offering me 133, 144, and 204 for pick 103. I'm going to go ahead and reject that. Now, I'm going to head over to the defensive side of the ball. And I'm going to take Josh Newton, a corner from TCU, at 105. All right, now I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to propose a trade. I'm going to propose a trade with the Chargers for 110, and I'm going to give them 137, 183, and a fifth next year for 110, and in our own sixth-round pick back next year. I'm going to propose that. It's been rejected. All right. I really want to trade up for Jared Wiley right now, so I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to propose a trade with the Seahawks. Or the Jags. I'm going to propose a trade with the Jags. actually at 116. So I want 116 and I want to give them 137, 183. And then I'm going to do a pick swap with them, 236 and 231. They also rejected that. All right. Here's the thing. I really want to go get Jared Wiley. He's the best tight end on the board right now, and we need a tight end. Problem is, I don't draft until 137. He's going to be gone at that point. But who can I trade with? How about I trade with the Raiders? I'll give the Raiders 112. I'll give them 137. I want 112. And I'll give them a fourth next year. And I'll give them 231. They took that. All right, cool. So now I'm picking at 112. And now I'm going to go grab Jared Wiley. So I've got a quarterback, I've got a receiver, I've got a corner, I've got a tackle, and I've got a tight end. Those are my biggest needs. Now I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go take the best player available, which looks like to me to be Ladarius Henderson, a guard from Michigan, 6'4", 309. I'll take my chances there. Played for Michigan. I'm also at 183. I'm going to go grab a running back now. This Blake Watson kid out of Michigan is a little, is a little small. Tyrone Tracy's a little small. Marshawn Lloyd is also small. Ooh. So these running backs are a little small. I'm going to go ahead and pass on these guys. Looks like this tackle out of South Dakota State is 6'5", 311. I'm going to load up on my offensive line. There's no point in drafting running back if I don't have a good offensive line. Garrett Greenfeld, 6'5", 311 out of South Dakota State. I'm going to grab him at 173. All right, now I'm drafting at 193. Looks like there's an edge rusher out of Colorado State. Muhammad Kamara looks cool. Sounds like a nice name, Kamara. I haven't picked a defensive player in a while, I don't think. So I'm going to go get Marist Liuafu from Notre Dame, 6'2", 234, running back out of Notre Dame. Gonna go for it. I think that's my last pick. Alright, so we did a little bit differently this time. Yeah, that's my last pick. Alright, so I'll give you my full results and then I'll sign out. We got Drake May at 3, quarterback. Jordan Morgan, offensive tackle, at 34. Then we traded down for Jalen McMillan, and we got Josh Newton at 103. 112, we had Jared Wiley, who I really like, at 112. Back-to-back Horned Frogs at 180. We have a Ladarius Henderson guard from Michigan. Then we went back-to-back, traded, got the trade. We traded up for Jared Wiley, and then with that trade, we ended up getting Garrett Greenfeld, from an earlier trade as well. He's an offensive tackle from South Dakota State. And then lastly, we got Marist Liuafu, Lafau, or whatever his name is, from Notre Dame. All right, so we got a mix. We got our positions of need. It's not a slam dunk draft by any means, but I use the simulator, and something like this is realistic, and I think it's what Patriots fans should expect. I think Elliot Wolf and Jerod Mayo are going to be aggressive, but I don't think they're going to break the bank and do things like I suggested last time and trade down twice and get all these picks. I'd love them for them to do that, but I don't think they're going to do that. I think this scenario is pretty realistic to what you're going to see this weekend. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Home Field Advantage. Hope you have a great rest of your week. You can follow us on social at Home Field Pod on Twitter and Instagram, as well as subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. But until then, my name is Will Highland, and you've been listening to Home Field Advantage.